Blog Talk Radio.
You want real? I got real. Welcome to my house, Brick House. You heard?
The rules of the house are as follows. Keep your hands off the remote control. Keep your feet off of my coffee table. Stay out of my refrigerator. Sit your ass down and stay in your lane. Thank you. Enjoy your stay.
got another way I want to tell you. Dig it.
Now entered into Brick's house. Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello and welcome. You were just greeted by the soothing sounds of Mr. Raheem Devon. That was Believe. And sorry I had to kind of rip him off at the last few seconds because he started kind of, you know, the whining. He started getting to my eardrum, so I had to take him off. But other than that, that was Believe. I love that song on any normal day. Want to thank you for entering to the realm of Brick's house for another stimulating session of conversation on social events and whatnots that affect our community. Love that word, whatnots. Anyway, want to get right into it and get started. And as I see my landlady is here, please, if whatever you do, don't mention the rent because I haven't paid yet. Ain't paid the rent. But, quiet. Okay? But I want to bring on Miss Lacrosse Hearts. Good evening, Miss Lacrosse Hearts.
Good evening, Brick. And
good evening,
so Brick. So, Brick's house right now. Right.
So clap for you. How are you this evening, darling?
I am alive and hot.
I hear that.
You can't relate because you got AC blaring, talking about your
Listen, listen. This is a luxury, but I'm trying to be sparingly on it because the last thing I need, I don't even want to speak it into the universe.
Right.
But I'm trying to stay cool. I got it on very low, so I'm trying to conserve some energy. I don't want to blow the thing out. Because, you know, a lot of people keep them thing on full blast. You don't need the full blast to air conditioner, guys. You need to cool the room. Once
right.
the room is cool,
you're
you
good.
Lower it to maintain the cool.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, and you sit down in one spot, you know? But I hope that you cool off just, you know, trying somebody to stay cool. But you know what? The heat is good. You sweat off pounds in the heat.
Right.
Know?
Right.
That's a good thing.
Right.
That's
so
just
look
at
it
that way. You sweating
whatever.
It off, girl. Sweating it all.
Whatever. Preach that to me. I should be skinny
sweating
right
it off,
now.
Girl.
Like,
I should be skinny right now.
I should be skinny right now. Don't be preaching that to me.
Girl, look. It'll happen.
Right. But anyway.
How was your weekend, Crush?
It was all right. My weekend actually was A-okay. Friday I was stood up, but that's all right because,
you know
I got on cam.
Damn it. What the hell is going on?
I don't know. My roommate said the same thing. She's like, well, I'm glad I don't meet those kind of guys. Like, really? That's how you going to do me? Right?
What?
But anyway.
We don't know what the summertime is. This is the time they run around like chickens without heads now, Crush.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, guys, at least make a decision. And if you're going to make a decision, stick by it, okay? And it's like they see so much ass, you know, they don't know which way to go. They don't want to go left, right, up, down. Don't take
right.
it personally.
Right.
Because you know how they know how to find your ass when it comes time for cuffing season. They know how to find your ass then.
I know,
you know?
Right?
So,
they
want to
take you everywhere. No,
they'll be back out free. They'll be back.
Either, so I'm good. No, I'm good though.
They'll be back.
Everything was A-okay. I'll just say that everything was on a up and up. I did a show last night. Shout out to the people that tuned in to my show last night, Late Nights with the Super Fluffy Flirt.
Oh Lord,
went down last night, but we had a good time. You know, I played some good music, I chatted, and you know, it was good. Shout out to Neutron, and Tina Storm came through. She probably come through tonight too. She said she liked our show, so she said she had a lot she wanted to talk about this topic as well. So,
cool. Everyone is welcome.
Spoken word artist. Yeah, spoken word artist out of Illinois. So,
definitely, you definitely are welcome. We want to thank you for tuning in. All of our listeners for tuning in to Bricks House. You are most appreciated.
Uh-huh.
And moving right along, I see we got a caller already in queue who wants to speak, but we ain't spoke about nothing yet. So I'm kind of wondering what you want.
Bahia, boo. They going to flirt with me tonight. Yeah, they going to flirt with me tonight. That's Chevy Baby.
Oh, that's Mr. Chevy Baby. Okay,
yeah.
Well, let me get to the topic at hand, Chev, and y'all can flirt all the hell you want. Okay.
I don't think I want to flirt during this topic now that I think about it. Talk about risky behavior. Jeez.
All right. Let's talk about tonight's topic. Let's get right into it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been noticing a couple of things, and not only just, you know, I observe a lot. I'll sit there and be quiet in the room and just listen. That's how I used to do when I was younger. Maybe that's why I always got thrown out the room when I was younger. Because I would sit there, my mother called me the human tape recorder. I would just sit there and just listen to things. And, you know, I would be doing other things. Like I'd be on the floor coloring with my crayons, assuming, you know, they're assuming I can't hear anything. But I would be recording everything in my head. Later on, I would choose when to press play, and then all the stuff would blah, 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 out my mouth like a tape recorder. That's
mm-hmm.
They used to laugh to call me when I was younger. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
I consider myself an observer. I'm a writer, and writers observe. You're a writer, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And you observe characters, and you observe, you know, listen to the things that they say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, lately, and this is putting quite a lot, you know, I hear a lot of people lately around me have been talking about, yeah, girl, I got me some last night, blah, 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 which is a good thing. I'm glad you got yourself some.
Mm-hmm.
But when the question comes up about protection, I notice that people kind of get kind of wishy-washy on me.
Mm.
And it's almost as if they kind of look at me like I'm the fun police lately. I mean, the last person I said it to was like, okay. Like, kind of stopped and looked at me like, I said, okay, that's good, you have fun. Were you safe? And it was like, okay. What kind of questions you have to be asking me? That's the kind of look I got. And I was like, okay, did I say something wrong? Did I offend you or something? And she said, no, I was just wondering where you came from with that.
Mm.
I said, well, you know, you said you like this guy. You know, you were going to hook up with him. First time you hooked up with him, you had sex. She wanted to know if you were safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And she's like, well, yeah. But something in her tone led me to believe that she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, she may have well been, but something in her tone told me that she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think had I asked the question, had it would have been, it probably wouldn't have been addressed at all. But considering this person's, like, history, I asked anyway, shout out to her for listening. I ain't going to say your name. But shout out if you're listening. And it just dawned on me how I'm hearing more and more, like when you listen to guys talk. Definitely a lot of guys don't talk about using condoms with women. And me, myself, in my own experience, I have been intimate with guys or been close to being intimate with guys. And they've been like, I'm like, okay, you got the condoms, you got protection. They look at me like, nah, I don't like those. I've heard everything from I don't like those, to it don't feel good, to I don't feel anything, to, you know, I'm sure you've heard some of them, Crush.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why guys don't want to wear condoms. What have you heard?
Mm-hmm. The same as you, it's too tight, it's not big enough, it don't stretch long enough.
You've heard it's not big enough.
You know, oh, I only use a certain brand, or I don't want to use that. Yeah, I'm allergic. You know, yeah. I've heard all that. You know.
I think I've heard it all. And it's like, you know, you say to yourself, okay, is it really all that? And, you know, they'll tell you, oh, no, I don't like to, you know, it's just, you know, I'm good. I had a test. I got tested, you know, I took my last test. I'm like, okay, but how many have you had in between
that last test and now.
Mm-hmm.
Without your protection. That test is only as good as you walking out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it's only as good as you following up on it. That's
mm-hmm.
first of all. And it's only
mm-hmm.
as good as you walking out the door saying, okay, let me get up another female that I don't know and take another risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so today I wanted to talk about, now, I know you always catch me on this. You always catch me on saying, Rick, you always saying, you know, it's not just black people, it's not black folks, it's not just black folks. I know, but trust me, what I say with one of black folks and black folks, I'm not trying to single them out. It's just that I relate to black folks. I'm black. That's my community. You know, everything I know is black. You know, my relatives are black. My friends are black. You know, I have white friends, too, but I'm just saying my community, my struggle, my history, my people are black. So, of course, I'm going to, you know, worry about my race, you know, and the existence of my race. You'll be more concerned with that, not saying that, you know, our race deserves to stay here anymore, but I'm going to be concerned because it's my race. That's feeling, you know. And I just, when I say black folks, people, please don't think I'm only singling out black folks to say that, oh, only black folks do this, or only black. I'm not singling out black folks. It's that this is the community that I'm focusing on because this is my community. So please don't take offense when I say black folks. Okay? Now, in my community alone, in our communities alone, you know, HIV is basically, especially when we live in Brooklyn, New York. I know in different parts of the United States, you know, you have your own statistics and your own numbers and facts when it comes to the AIDS-HIV rate. But concerning Brooklyn, New York, Brooklyn itself has one of the highest HIV rates in New York. And the reason, not only is it because we're one of the biggest boroughs, but because a lot of people go untested. A lot of people go without being tested, despite the free tests that are offered throughout. People are just afraid. Okay, first and foremost, what keeps people away is fear. Okay, but my thing is that, okay, the fear is keeping you away, but so why do you continue to carry on with the same behavior that instills the fear that makes you afraid to go for the test, if you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when I was on the phone with you earlier, Chris, you know, you brought up the thing that I didn't even think about, I mean, with the whole, we'll get into that later, I'm not going to mention it now, but the whole, I used the issue of Irvin Magic Johnson when I created the post for this show as an example on many fronts when it comes to the AIDS epidemic. This is somebody who, everyone could assume that his sexual orientation is heterosexual. We can assume that. We don't know anything. Okay, we don't know that, and that he contracted HIV through, you know, a homosexual encounter or through a heterosexual encounter. We just know that Randy Johnson was a married man I think he has one child, two children? Not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that he's a married man with a child. Okay. Sorry about that, just a second. I'm sorry. Thanks, Chris, for opening up the chat room. I always forget that, like, oh my God, the chat room. But thanks for opening it up. I did forget. Okay, chat room is open if you want to go to the chat room, guys, and carry on the conversation. Or you can dial in and listen at 805-830-8320. Okay? But like I was saying, Magic Johnson was always assumed to be, you know, heterosexual. Okay, to this day, many assume, and we can only assume that he's heterosexual. I'm not going to dig into whether he is or he isn't. That's really not no concern of mine. Okay. When we think of that, when it hit him, I think it kind of hit close to the black community. That, wow, here you go, somebody who is a heterosexual male, healthy basketball player, fit, running up and down, and this man was diagnosed with HIV. And I think that it was kind of sort of a wake-up call for everybody, for a lot of people. I know it was, you know, a wake-up call when I heard it. I was shocked. I was like, what? You know, so that served as a wake-up call for me to say, okay, you know what, you got to start making some better choices here. Okay. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I have had unprotected sex before. I have. And it's scary now that I think back to it. Back then, you know, I'm not going to make any excuses for anything I did. I can only try to explain, but I can't make excuses. When you're younger, or when I was younger, speak for myself, I thought that, you know, hey, I'm young, I'm free, nothing can touch me. You know, I felt that, you know, that was something, you know, we didn't really know much about it. When I was younger, you know, I mean, I was told about this. I remember my father sitting us down and telling us about AIDS and telling us about, you know, he just said it was a disease out there that they don't know much about. But I was told not to drink off of anybody, not to let nobody share anything of mine, not to bite off my sandwich, not to let them, you know, any type of contact, you know, limit how many hugs I gave. That's when basically no one knew exactly how you could contract the virus. So he was just told by my father, basically, don't touch anybody. I mean, I'll never forget that talk. And us all sitting on the room floor just looking up at him like, you know, and he's like, don't touch anybody. Don't let nobody drink off you. Don't this, don't that, you know. And I remember saying, wow, this must be something serious. You know, so as you grew, you know, as I grew older, you know, I got mindful. They came out with different, you know, facts about the disease, how you could catch it, how you couldn't catch it, you know, how you should be careful and things of that nature. But I was still kind of the type that was like, you know, yeah, I know this is true, but I don't know anybody that has it. You know, sometimes things really don't really bother us or hit us unless we personally know. You know, I mean, I'm like, okay, I heard of Magic Johnson or whatever, but I personally don't know him. You know, so, you know, he probably slept with over a million something women. You know, and I don't know anything about that. So, you know, I continue to be carefree, you know, in the choices and things that I made. Now that I look back in hindsight, I mean, I wish I would have just, you know, been more careful. Because now I have to continue to get, you know, get tested. And, you know, you continue to get, I think you get tested every 6 months or whatever. But, you know, until they say, I wish I would have got the numbers on this. I wish I would have got some accurate information on this. That, Crush, what is it that they said? Did they say you have to test clear for 7 years or something like that? Wasn't it like a, it was like a, some kind of, if you tested clean for 7 years, then you were in the clear?
No, I never heard that.
You never heard of something like that?
No.
It was, I know they said, okay, because I know, like, if you're exposed to the virus, they have to test you for a certain amount of time to see if you ever,
I know there's a three-month, I know of a three-month window and a six-month window. That's all I know. I never heard no years, though.
I heard it was years.
No. You know, they tell you to test it 3 months. You know, you develop antibodies to it unless you have risky behaviors. Again, they tell you, you know, every 3 months between or every 6 months to get tested. But I've never heard of any, I've never heard of no, you know, if you expose yourself to it that you have to wait 7 years. I've never heard of that.
Okay.
And I'm not even gonna suggest we promote that either, so.
No, I'm just saying I'm not gonna promote it. I thought that this was, so I said I wish I would have gotten some accurate information on it. I don't know this to be fact. There's no MD after brick. Okay. So I don't know this to be fact. That's why I said I asked you if you ever heard of it. Maybe it was just something I heard, a fluke or something, I don't know. But for now, for the rest of my life, just because of that one chance I took, I'm going to be nervous for the rest of my life now every time I take one of these things. Only because I know that there is a possibility, you know, because I did slip once or twice or three times or however many times, that this is something that I'm going to have to live with. But, you know, thank God that every time it's been negative. And since I've been scared straight, I've made smart choices.
Okay.
And
well,
I think that...
Can I just explain something?
No.
Real quick, for those that don't know or don't care to know, when you have HIV, which is a human immunodeficiency virus, what it does is it attacks your immune system. And as it attacks your immune system and your body can't fight off diseases, and then once your cells become to a certain level and the virus has progressed, it then turns into AIDS. And you don't necessarily die from AIDS. You actually die from the diseases that your body can no longer fight off. So something as simple as you getting a cold and your body's able to cut it off without any medication, your body's able to fight it off. When your immune system is compromised, basically, you end up dying for something such as that, which is called opportunistic disease. So you don't necessarily die from having AIDS or HIV. So that's why you see a lot of people do live, you know, many years with it, and some doesn't. It just depends on your body and your chemistry. So I just wanted to put that out there and clear that up.
I believe it's done through T cells, correct? Something like that?
Right, your T cells,
your body's T
all
cell
part
count.
Of your, right, your body's, that's all part of your T cell count. It's basically your white blood cells, and they count those in your blood. And then you have a viral load, which is basically they test how fast the HIV is reproducing itself. Basically, it blends in with your T cells, and they don't know that it's infected, and, you know, your body's not fighting off of those diseases anymore. So I just wanted to say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Very good point.
Bring that out.
I see we have activity in the chat room. Shout out to All the Quest in the chat room, and shout out to Sun752 in the chat room. Sun basically stated that Magic Johnson brought a lot of awareness to HIV epidemic. Unfortunately, he's also gave birth to the fact that it doesn't have to kill you. Kind of peculiar. Everyone else seems to die of AIDS until him. Well, I think that, you know what? To that statement, I think that there was more awareness. I think he chose to be a little bit more aware. Not saying that he chose to be. That there was a little bit more awareness then. When you think of the people who died before him, like, let's say, like Crush, we looked at earlier online, and we saw that Freddie Mercury from the group Queen, he died of HIV. And I think that maybe it was, maybe it was just lack of awareness or the meds that they had then, they have now, they didn't have then. Also, we saw that Eazy-E, rapper from, you know, L.A. down with Dre and, you know, the whole
N.W.A.
N.W.A., thank you. The whole N.W.A., he passed away a month after he was diagnosed with HIV. So, you know, I don't even know what to even, you know, make of that.
But he
so
could have had, he could have had it for years.
Yeah, he could have had it for years.
Guarantee. And the same thing with Magic. He could have had it, you know, when they found out about it, he could have just, contracted the HIV and AIDS. And like you said, there's a lot of medicine and medication that's out there now, you know, and plus he has the money, so he has a doctor, so he's probably in a trial this and a trial that.
Yeah, I'm sure he's been a part
able,
of plenty
and
of trials.
Plus,
like
I said, it affects everybody differently. Everybody's chemistry and body makeup is different. So you can live 20, 25 years being HIV positive and never even getting to the status of having full-blown AIDS.
Yeah, because I was surprised to see that the former, remember I told you about the guy Greg Louganis, the former Olympian, who I think he was a big one, he was a swimmer, I believe.
Diving.
And I believe, not really sure, don't quote me if he was a swimmer.
He
but
was a diver.
I know he was big in the Olympics. He was a diver, okay, in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And he managed to stay, and he's still alive 20 years. living with the, you know, with the virus. So, you know, and these men, in fact, maybe it has something to do with the fact that these two were athletes and they were, their bodies were a little bit more fit. I don't know. Who knows why people respond the way they respond to things. I mean, this thing continues to be a mystery. Now, whether we're going to get into CO conspiracies on this thing, we'll leave that for later on in the hour. You know, we're going to get into conspiracies and things of that nature. But thank you for your point. Okay. We'll get into conspiracy theories later, Sunset. That last one you put up there, we'll talk about that later. But if you want to dial in to join in the conversation, that's 805-830-8320. We're going to get into a song set in about a minute here. I do want to come back and discuss, continue to discuss the community. I do want to continue to discuss certain, I want to go into certain types of protection that, you know, that's available to us as alternatives to the norm. You know, the sex toy industry has a whole lot of things going on in it, and, you know, considering that, you know, sex seems to be bigger than ever, it seems, you know, like sex toys are opening up here, there, and everywhere. There are a lot of different options out there that you can explore if you want to have safe sex, if you want to still indulge, but if you want to indulge safely. So we're going to come back and talk about that later on. We're also going to talk about a couple of celebrities that had the HIV virus, but it was kept hidden from people. They no one knew about it until afterwards, until after their passing, and sometimes years after their passing. So we definitely want to get into that. That's going to really be really interesting. So we're going to get into this 3-sample song set. We're going to take you back with some old school hip hop right now in this set, 3-song set, and I hope that you enjoy it. Okay, we'll be right back.
When you come inside my TV, as I said before, you can sense the danger when you're stunned about the rapping ranger. With silver and I take a ride, all you do is better step aside. I see the squad then run away. How super is what I say.
pop it to the break of dawn. Keep it rocking like the stuff that we call me.
What's that?
Hot buttered popcorn. You just give a hop a dip a pop a bang the boogie. You're wicked, bet you want a boogie again. And you can put me to the test at your request. I rock you out of your moccasins. Kima's father got down, took off his mask. He kicked off his shoes and did the monster mash. Tonto came along, saw what was happening. His head began to pop, his foot started to pat and go slam. Tongue to the jerk, and with the mic is how my smoke signals work. They were jamming off a record that said it best. Now what you hear is not a test.
Oonga, 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 oonga.
Thank you.
We're back. Couldn't take it anymore. That blast was a little bit too much for me. I couldn't take it anymore. So we're back. We're back to Rick's house. Thank you very much for tuning in. The time is now 8:44. And you are tuning in to Brick's House. If you want to call in, please, by all means, 805-830-8320. Chat room is open and popping. If you want to come on in and say hello. And we are talking about our community. We're talking about how we're continuing to everything we know about infectious STDs, diseases, everything that we know about AIDS. How we continue, how black people, how many of us black people continue to practice unsafe sex. And I want to make it clear that this is not an AIDS show. Although we're talking about HIV, this is not only an AIDS show, we're talking about all STDs, why we continue to put ourselves at risk for any type of disease. Because when you think about it, there are varying levels of course, disease, and each of them affects us a different way. And AIDS being the most, you know, severe of the infectious diseases. That's why I, you know, chose to, maybe that's why I'm saying HIV so much. But also want to definitely get into other sexually transmitted diseases that are transferred in black community that basically, you know, it kind of gets not really overlooked, maybe because it's their cure for most of them. There are cures for most of them. But for some of them, there aren't any cure. And even though it may not affect you day to day, it does affect you sexually. It does affect the choices that you make sexually. And one disease that I want to get into right now that is afflicting all of our communities, not only the African American community, all our communities, which is herpes. Now, herpes is comes in many different stages and forms. You have herpes, you have general herpes, you have herpes simplex 2, you have herpes, all these different varying levels of herpes that, you know, contribute and deteriorate the body in many different ways. General herpes is the one that I really want to focus on, because I've actually had people, you know, tell me that, you know, that general herpes wasn't really that serious. And it is serious. It's an STD, and it's something that has to be taken care of, because you have black, you know, you have breakouts. And for those who don't know what breakouts of herpes are, there are cold sores that break out on the genital area, most times on the genital area. Once in a while, it'll appear on the mouth or in the mouth, but mostly, you know, it's mainly due to the genital area of the body. Now, Crush, have you heard any comments about general herpes? It's not something that I'm not saying it's talked about at the kitchen table, like, hey, you know, you heard, how's your herpes today? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just overall, like, you know, people that you talk to, people that you know.
Yeah, I know about herpes and STDs, so. And I actually am a counselor for it, but yeah.
Wow. Well, we have a resident expert on the phone. Get the hell out of here. So, what do you do when you counsel people?
Well, what you do is I'm a testing counselor.
Do you teach them how to cope?
I'm a testing counselor. So, like, I'm not a testing counselor. I'm registered to, you know, to do pre and post testing. So what you do is we counseling, we talk about, in the beginning, you know, we talk about your risky behaviors, and risky behaviors is basically if you're using needles, if you're sharing needles or anything that involves not basically protecting yourself against HIV or any STD for that matter. If you're sleeping with multiple partners and you're not using a condom, and like I said, you're using dirty needles and things of that nature. We go over that, and, you know, I bring certain things to light, you know, as far as what I assess, as far as their behavior and stuff like that. I'll bring certain things to light, and I let them know. But a lot of times with any STD, it's basically out of sight, out of mind mentality, and that's, in my opinion, what we have in the black community. If I'm not seeing this every day, then it's out of my mind, and to me, it's not affecting me. I got that barrier against me, or I'm not going to, oh, that's not going to happen to me, or, oh, you know, and that's a lot of things that happen to men, I think, for the simple fact that it's harder in men to detect certain things, and it's harder, and you know, unless they have an actual symptom, they're not going to the doctor, as well as, you know, women, we go to the doctor like every 3 months or every 6 months, you know, we're getting everything tested. As for men, they don't do that. They can go years and years and years, and if they can't find a home remedy for it, then so be it, they'll deal with it. So, not all men, I said some men, for all those that, you know, want to correct me and all that. I didn't say all men, I just said some men. And, you know, the last thing in their mind is going to the doctor, and I feel like if it's out of sight, then it's out of mind. If, you know, how they do scared straight, they take you to the prison. Well, you know, a lot of people need to visit a hospice. You know, they need to like, you know, go to the internet and type in herpes and click on images. You know, they need to be scared straight to see basically the effect that it can have on you. Mm-hmm. Like I said, once again, everybody is affected differently by these STDs or STIs, if you want to call them. But if you don't get tested, then you won't know. That's my thing. And there's a lot of, actually, there's not a test out there for certain STDs when it comes to men. So, men, you need to start asking your ladies questions. That's my thing.
Thank you.
Y'all need to have an open dialogue right now.
Yes. Yes, because a lot of guys don't know that that is the straight pathway to contract herpes.
And we also tell ladies to say, we gotta tell ladies too, but it's always a PSA for ladies. You know, it's always a PSA out there for women, and we forget about men. But men, you know, your body is your responsibility at the end of the day. Just like for women, our body's our responsibility, and, you know, and y'all gotta step up. You know, when it comes to your body, you gotta take care of it more. You gotta, you know, give a damn. You know, just because you don't see it don't mean you're not spreading it. And everything does not only affect the LGBTQ community. So.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I said that right? Right, yeah. LGBTQ, right.
They added a Q at the end of it now. So.
Right, Q for questioning. Right, Q is for questioning, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, this is a comment in our chat room. We have 752 comments in the chat room. And this is exactly what he's saying is what I've come across. And he states, general herpes is not as serious because it has no bearing on life expectancy. 1 in 4 people have it because it's incurable. It hurts people's feelings, though, and breaks up relationships. People will get over it. People get over it. I've known way too many people who have this. They aight, though. There are foods that you can eat that will lessen breakouts. That's the type of flippant attitude that I've, not necessarily attitude, but flippant type of comment that I've had, I've heard. This is still an STD. Okay? It's not
right,
going away.
And, you know, if you get pregnant, you know, it can affect your proud as well, you know, so... That's a lot of things people realize, you know, condoms and STDs, but also pregnancy is a big thing in our community
this
as well.
This is something that has to be contacted to each person you have sex with. This is not something that you, okay, everybody has it.
No, everybody doesn't have it. You know, but it needs, it's something that needs to be relayed to everybody that you have sex with from that point on. You have to tell them. And a lot of people, they feel, oh, it's nothing, you know, but it is something, you know. And I think that, you know, it's the attitude, okay, it's not life-threatening. You won't die from it. Okay. But it's still something that nobody wants to have to deal with, you know, painful urination. Some people experience that, and that ulcers that are painful, blisters that break, and
genital,
you know,
warts, HPV. There's a lot,
you know,
of stuff out there.
Like you said, with pregnancy, if a child comes through a vagina, you know, with general herpes, something has to be done right away with the eyes so that the baby's eyes aren't infected by it. You know, there's a lot to be considered with this, and I think that this is something that, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have it, and I do not want it. And for someone to try to sell it to me under you won't die from it, no sale. I mean, no. And I mean, I'm not. I hope that doesn't make me a prude or stuck up. Whatever's clever, Trevor. But no, it's just something that really, really needs to be addressed. And I mean, to say, oh, you know, son, I respect your opinion and I thank you for responding, but I mean, come on, where does personal responsibility come in? I mean, it's never going to be, you know. Okay, now back to general herpes. Let me just go back there and just, I'm trying to beat on the soapbox there, but they're saying that it can be triggered by, you know, if you have fatigue, if your genitals are irritated by menstruation, anything can trigger these attacks. And, you know, they say some people have them only once a year, while some people have them often. You know, you don't know how anything is going to refer, you know, relate to you. It can affect one person where they can walk around and do splits and it don't bother them. You never know anything with the other person. It could have been pain. It could be something serious that they really, you know. And then to go around and just, you know, not convey this to a partner that you, you know, are about to sleep with, that's a no-no. My opinion. You know. So I think that we need to make smart
and
choices.
And also, we need to be careful with these open sores. You know, it's a lot of things that can be contacted through open sores and your mucous brains, meaning like your eyes, in your eyes and your nose, like if you have a sore in your mouth, you know. It's a lot of, like, you know, as far as STDs is being passed through blood and you know, body fluids and things of that nature. So, you know, we have to be careful of all stuff. Like, guys, if you're going to finger pop, make sure you ain't got a cut on your finger or, mm-hmm. you know, use a glove. Please, oh, Lord, please use a glove. You know, they got finger cots, you know. Look it up if you don't know what I'm talking about. They got, you know, you can go to the 99 cent store and get you a latex glove for 99 cents. So it's not just through sex, but, I mean, not just through intercourse you have to worry about, but even when you do a foreplay, you know, women like that. You know, even when you're doing woman to woman sex, you know, we do a lot of licking and, you know, use a dental dam. I mean, we got to start practicing safer sex. There's one thing to do safe sex. I can stress condoms all day long, but you need to take it to the next level and you need to do safer sex. Safer sex is taking that 99 cent and buying a pack of 10 gloves and have them on you. Have them on your person. It does nothing if you forget them at home. It really defeats the purpose if you forget them at home. You know, so you can even go online, and I tell you this, discountcondomking.com, you can get a pack of 100 of your favorite condoms for less than $30. Bam. So save you some money.
Exactly. Even if you don't want to do that, if you want to be El Cheapo, go into the kitchen and just tear up a little bit of saran wrap. That makes an excellent dental dam and an excellent, you know, wrap it around your finger and go for broke.
Mm-hmm.
but you don't definitely use something in place of it because, you know,
and,
if she gets offended.
I'm sorry, and tell your health care provider. You know what I mean? It's not a problem to go into your cell phone when you're at the doctor, give them a name of the person you had sex with, give them a phone number, and by law, they have to contact that person, and they will not expose who you are. They won't say, oh, well, Daniel gave me your number. No, they will not do that. They cannot do that. By law, they cannot do that. However, if you go to a healthcare provider and you give them the name so that person can know that they was exposed to whatever it is that you may have, whatever STD it is, that they was exposed and you need to go and get tested. You know, if that's the case and you did it and you put yourself at risk, take the next step and help that person out so it don't have to go from partner to partner to partner. You know, just go, like I said, you can give them a name. By law, they cannot do that. If they do that and they found out that it's you, by law, you can sue them, bottom line. However, you know and you don't tell and they find out or somebody did get infected, especially if you have HIV and AIDS, you can go to jail for attempted murder. I'm just saying. Like, it is against the law. So
yes,
you out
is.
There screwing and you not trying to use protection and you're doing it intentionally and you don't use condoms and this person or that person contracted the virus, basically, you can go to jail for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when I was searching this topic out, I found some interesting information. You know me, I'm always, you know, inquiring minds want to know. And I came across, now, you know, they actually have a list of celebrities who have STDs, who are living with STDs, okay? And I'm like, okay, they even got the celebrities business. And, you know, to show you, it's you know, a lot of these girls think that it can't be me or it won't be me. But, you know, a lot of your famous celebrities you admire, for example, Paris Hilton, she has an STD. She's living with genital herpes. Now, how they found out she had genital herpes is because the inquirer went through some of her stuff. They found the medicine she was taking for it, some kind of nonsense. But, you know, these are people that, you know, this stuff is real. You know, and some people...
I'm not gonna, especially an inquirer, I'm not gonna go with that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even gonna indulge in that because I know there's plenty of times they lie, they make up stories. Like, I don't know if that's the case, and I'm not even gonna sit up there, and I don't even want to be put up there. You know if they have these things. You know what I mean? Like, I don't believe it. I'm just going to stay to that. You know,
I think that
because you can take medicine, you know, you can take a certain medicine and you don't have to have that. It can be used for other things as well. So
were actual situations where it actually was exposed that they're suffering from, and a lot of them have used the fact that they suffer from this sexually transmitted disease to educate, which you gotta admire, because it tells other people that, you know, it's real. It's not. Paris Hilton is one of them. Robin Williams, I had no idea he had a STD, but he chooses to go around and educate. Okay, I don't know how he got it, whatever, not interested, but he chooses to go around and educate people to the fact that this is real. I guess he got the key, goes to schools and talks to children, talks to teenagers about these type of things. You know, of course, they have Magic Johnson in here who's living with HIV. Greg Louganis, which we spoke to earlier, he's a champion of going around. He talks to people and educates the youth. Another one, who I admire her even more, Anne Heche, who used to be with, she was formerly with Ellen. She's an actress. She has genital herpes. She goes around with causes, trying to do, you know, I think it's an admirable thing. When you think about it, they could be in the closet about it and be like, oh, no, it's not me. But I think that, you know, it's a good thing they're doing. They're educating the youth.
educate the teenagers on, listen, this is real. You know, a lot of these people think that they're, like I thought, invincible. You're not invincible. And I think that if somebody would have had shown me some of this shit earlier, you know, I wouldn't be all nervous and freak the hell out like I am now. Me, I'm paranoid. I tell you the truth. I'm paranoid. I am so terrified of getting something. That is the shame. Where this came from, I don't know. Maybe I woke up one morning and just became just paranoid. I don't know. But it's something that, you know, excuse me. It's something that, I don't know, that it's there. And to ignore it, I ignored it long enough. I'll speak for myself. I ignored it long enough, and I just hope that everybody else listening or who is afraid will go and get tested after they hear this show. You know, they have the test. It takes you about 15 minutes. I think it's a 10-minute test you can take to see if you're infected. It's quick. It's easy. Now they have the take-home HIV test that I saw was just approved by the CDC, which I think is amazing. So now you can do this in the privacy of your own home. So I think that everybody should. I think it took too long for them to have it already. It should already been a home test for it. Maybe a lot of more cases would have been diagnosed and a lot less people, you know, would have been scared to come forward. Like myself. So, moving right along, it is now at the top of the hour, it's 9:05. Or at Brick's House, we are talking about sexually transmitted diseases. We're talking about the black community putting themselves at risk. I want to know. We've had callers on the show before, Crush, that have called up and have admitted that they don't use, you know, practice safe sex. I want to know if we'll get anybody to call here today that'll admit online, on the air, that they don't.
I don't want you to call out.
I'm not asking nobody to call. I don't want to call out. Now, you know, we could go in past shows where they just been real flipping about. I don't use nothing. I don't want to use nothing. I don't. I just go straight in. I do this, I do that.
I think everybody, from the healthy to the unhealthy, all have times where they don't use it, or, you know, they forget, or, you know, they put themselves at risk some way, somehow. So I think it happens to the best of us, and, you know, but we do need to, you know, step up our game and, you know, we're aware that what's going on and, you know, take that initiative to continue, I mean, to go ahead and start using it. But I'll be frank with y'all. I have dabbled here and there without without protection, but now I have no excuse because, you know, I do host parties of adult nature, and I do provide protection, so I have protection around me 24/7. So really, there's no excuse. Or if you forgot, I got it. You know, I've always made sure that when I go out, if I'm going out to a party, if I'm going out on a date, if I'm going out anywhere, you know, I throw one or two in my wallet, you know, or in my overnight bag or something like that. You know, but, you know, something that's packed, but, I mean, I think everybody at one time or another has had their moment of weakness, if you will, as far as, you know, using protection. So,
mm-hmm.
That's just my thought on it.
Okay, we have a caller at 225. She's back from her road trip. It is Lady C. Are you back from your road trip, Lady C?
I'm back from my road trip.
We missed you, Lady C.
Welcome back, Lady C.
Hi, Lady C.
out Black Reporter. He's sick right now. He was throwing up and stuff. So
Black
Reporter can't join us tonight. Hopefully he'll be in the building tomorrow, but tonight he can't join us. He was nowhere.
Black Reporter.
Yeah.
I hope you feel better.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
But Lady C, we miss you. Enough of that. Lady C. Enough of that. We miss you, Lady
I
C.
I couldn't call you because I was around family and people, and they made so much noise. I said, well, go call. What's your phone? I say nothing.
Glad to see you got back safe and sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to tell us about your vacation.
On Thursday, you know, we want to get it over. We want all the details on Thursday, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Who you been, who you seen,
all that.
What you did.
Thursday on Spoken Memoirs on the Crush Grooves, we're going to get all up in Lady C business.
We're going to see the slides.
I got a job now. Woo-hoo.
Uh-oh, she's going to make it to New York soon. Yeah. Pay for it now. What are you doing? What kind of work are you doing?
I'm going to be managing a small cafeteria and a vending stand.
Yes. You go ahead,
yeah.
Girl.
Okay.
What
manager
and
all.
Yeah.
You're going to be managing with people under you. Don't be mean.
Yeah. I'm not mean. I'm just very business minded. I don't get mean. I just when I say business is business. You know how it is. You can't just let anybody. Your friends should walk out the door when we on business time.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
Okay. Time. We off the clock. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. No. On the clock. Okay. You supposed to do that. That's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
You know,
congratulations.
A lot of people
congrats.
Thank
congrats.
You.
Yeah.
And you, the subject y'all talking about and your crush,
mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of forgetting condoms at times and you get caught up. And there have been times and then after it's like, wow, but I do on a regular basis when I go to the doctor, I say, well, test everything.
Exactly. I'm the same way. I tell you no lie. I go every 3 months, and if I'm lazy, it's every 4 months. But mostly, it's every 3 months, and that's for a lot of reasons. It's not just because of the risky behaviors, but also I'm a large woman, so it's a lot of health reasons why I do it. You know, but all in all, and I've had people in my family who's died from HIV and AIDS, and you know, I've known people very close to me that had the disease and things of that nature.
I had a very good friend's daughter died at 18 of AIDS.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
18 when they realized what it was, she was hiding. She did, you know, okay, I'll be okay. And when you know, it's like when she finally went to the doctor, it was full blown, and it was just her body was deteriorating.
Mm-hmm.
At 18, you know. She was like, wow. You know, he's like, she is so sweet. She was very smart and everything, but she was just promiscuous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, how did she catch it? She go, you know, my nephew say, oh, she don't look like she got AIDS. And that's the biggest problem. Y'all say, guys, look, oh, girls don't look
out
like
of sight.
She
got AIDS. Out of sight, out of mind. And the same thing with the girls going to the guys. Like, you know, if it's out of sight, it's out of mind, but you can be a 6'5", 390 dude and be positive. I mean, just because I like him that big.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
he can be tall
it can
and
be,
still.
So, right. You can be tall and big and still be infected, you know. So.
You know, and the herpes thing, I know I have close people who I know had it. And like you said, they don't tell them. Why aren't you telling them? And the same excuse y'all have heard them say is that it's not going to kill you. It's not that it's going to kill you, but wait a minute. The other person should know that there's a chance of them having, it's like luggage that you can't get rid of.
But you know what I like going to the doctor? I like going to the doctor, in my doctor's office, they have this big wall of pamphlets. I don't know if that's everybody's doctor, but I know in my doctor's office they have this big wall, and it's just full of all these different pamphlets, and it'd be in all different languages and stuff. And they have this one pamphlet that has 101 ways to say no,
101 ways to do on a date besides have sex. You know, and I like those. I should have grabbed some when I went the other day, but I like those pamphlets, and I'm sure there's things you can do online. Besides, you know, just today, a dude was like, "Well, when are you free to meet up with me and see me and things like that?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure, we can go out to dinner." You know, he would never turn that call. But I was like, "Yeah, we can go out to lunch." I was like, "Yeah, we can go out to lunch or something." But that's not what was on his mind. He was like, "Send me a picture." Every picture I sent, I had on clothes. That wasn't on his mind. I hear what that dude says. He's like, "I'm gonna call you back." That was at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
I find it's like the weirdest thing. I tell everybody, I've never seen so many guys. All they want to see is your ass and get in your drawers. And like, wait a minute, there's more to me than that.
What? Oh no, not even that. But the first thing they tell you is, "Can I eat your pussy?" What?
Yeah.
What?
Come on, okay, dude. You know, that's how to turn on to me.
"Hey, my name is Tom. Oh, my God, you're so sexy. I want to eat your pussy." What? That's the pitch right there for
I'm
me.
I'm good at that. I can lay it down.
Yeah, I can lick it. I got that tongue game.
When I lay this down, you'll never forget it. You know, you'll be tapping out. I'm like, excuse you,
I want you to sit on my face. Can you crush my lips? What? Can I crush your
lips? Well, I've met an 18-year-old who's determined to get me. I'm like, I don't rob the incubator. But there's nothing you can do for me.
Like, that's not even a cradle. That's an incubator.
That's an incubator. He's 18. I'm older than his mama. I'm 39.
But then again, I can't front. I do have a picture of my lips out there that says, "I want to suck your dick with ice in my mouth." That probably is a fact of it, right?
But
still,
I
mean,
if they didn't see that picture crush, they still done it.
Exactly. They still done it.
So. That was a flop. I like big women. Come on, crush me. Let me. I can lick it and make you scream.
Yeah,
make you climb up the walls. Like, what?
I like that part.
Oh, wait a
minute. I like big women. Like, that's supposed to do something for me. Like, okay.
Somebody put a 337 up in here.
Oh, is it? He heard me talking about
it. Would
it be? He heard me talking about him.
Tonight. Huh? Oh, my God. Black reporter.
Ooh, nobody calling boo boo tonight.
It's not the boo boo room. You just happen to come on.
Welcome, Black reporter.
And we just said you were sick. I just told everybody you were sick.
Good evening.
How are you,
darling?
Better? Not really. Yeah, I was trying to get into the chat room, and for some reason I can't seem to get in. I'll just call and let Crush Notice give me a call at the number you see on your computer later on, and help me get into the chat room. You know.
Oh.
You can't get into the chat room. Cool, baby.
I can't buy the chat room.
Oh, you can't find the chat room.
You can't find
by
the
next
chat room?
Week, I'll be online.
Where
with
you at?
Guys.
Really? Are we going to have the whole town on? Oh, I got to give y'all a number, too. We got to get you, into the fancy lounge, let me see. We got to give her... Right, Brick? We got to give her a chat number.
Definitely. We got to give her a chat number.
Yeah, Black Reporter can chat with
us. Come through on the chat.
Yeah, you need to come and get on the chat. We was on the chat from 4 to 12.
Oh.
I think that's why they admire my date Friday, because I was on the chat. I knew I was doing something Friday. Yeah. I was on the chat from 4 to 12 like a fucking job. Anyway, Black Reporter.
Anyway.
Hi. How you not know how to get on the chat, Black Reporter?
I was trying to find the chat room. I mean, blogtalkradio.com.
All you got to do is click on our link.
I found Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-huh.
And
you know our name, right? All you got to do is search our name.
Okay.
Go to blogtalkradio.com, right?
Uh-huh.
And in the bar, you're going to do a forward slash, and then you're going to do phone, fan, radio.
Oh, that's where it is. Okay, phone, fan,
phone, fan, radio. And when you click on that, you're going to see a red bar that says on air now. And you click on that red bar, it'll take you to the chat room. Just log in or whatever.
Okay.
You know, take it to the chat room.
Oh.
And that's for anybody that's trying to get to us and you don't see a chat room. BlogTalkRadio.com. Blah, blah, blah. BlogTalkRadio.com / phone fan radio. That's PHONEFAN radio, RADIO. And then click on the red bar that says on air now. And once you click on that red bar, it'll open up the chat room at the bottom of the screen. Just make a free account or sign into your account on Blog Talk Radio. And you can join us in the chat with that
Thank
sexy son, 752.
Even 752 is writing a whole book up in there.
He's calling us. He'll never like to call us. On the Quest is in there being all quiet and all that. Shout out to On the Quest.
See who he going to throw the rock at behind his head at.
On the Quest is all quiet in there.
Yeah.
Hi, son, 752. 752. Shout out to whoever's restricted on the line. You got somebody restricted.
Yeah, somebody's
on the line.
Restricted up there. I saw.
We never did let. Oh, Black Reporter left us again. Okay. Shout out to Chevy Baby. You never let Chevy Baby on. You left Chevy Baby there. And you never let him on.
Oh,
he
just wanted to flirt with you, right? And he's on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let him on.
Hi, Chevy Baby.
What up, guys? How are you?
Ew, what are you doing?
Ew,
that
sounds nasty.
Right, that was nasty.
That's like,
that was nasty.
That's the boss of the HM.
That was nasty. What are you doing? Hi, Chef.
Hi, hi, hi.
Oh, okay, that's better. That is much better. I don't know what the hell that you was talking about.
Smoke weed every day.
Exactly, exactly.
So somebody turned down their words with friends? Thank you.
That wasn't me, see?
Who was that? Somebody playing.
Is that?
Ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
That wasn't me.
Turn out your slot machine game, Black Reporter.
Oh, that's
my
Black
Reporter hung
up. That's my phone.
That's your phone.
Turn your phone
like that.
Alright, now I'm just texting somebody.
Right.
But yeah.
Okay,
hey,
so,
How y'all doing?
We doing
okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Talk to her a little bit, then we'll go back to talking about unprotected sex. No, actually, we're going to talk about now the things that you could use in place of to prevent, if you want to use in place of, unprotected sex. We already discussed the dental dam.
We discussed the glove.
What other you said, Chris? The
classical glove, the finger pot, abstinence,
abstinence. You said something else.
Celibacy. I said the surgical glove, the plastic glove.
Not the surgical glove, it was something else.
The finger cap.
Yeah. What's that?
It's called a finger cot, C-O-T. It's basically, they use it for like when you're sewing and stuff like that.
Or put it on your finger, something
like that. But it's made out of plastic, like a regular condom, and it slides down over your finger, so it just fits your finger.
Yeah, they had those. They used them at restaurants if somebody cut a finger and they want to cook. They put it over the cut so nothing gets in the food and nothing gets in the hand, too. Instead of wearing a whole glove, you can just protect that finger.
Right. So they use it like that. But you could think of a... somebody going to stop breathing in their phone like that. Thank you. Who held their breath? Somebody held their breath. Who held their breath?
You don't know what it means when they use their phone.
you can't help you. She's held up breath. Like she said.
Yeah, instead of having a full glove, you put on these little finger cots. That's COTS. You can go to fingercots.net and you can buy them. But you know, if you like people that do, and they're disposable, just like a regular condom. If you put them on, they're made of latex. You can buy them online. And if you like use like if you're doing like projects, electronics or something like that, they let you pharmaceutical, anything like that you can use them for. But they're very good for finger popping and stuff. Like if you have a cut on your finger or anything like that, you can use them. So that's just awesome. But like I said, y'all can go to Condom King, discount Condom King, and you know, you can get regular condoms. Like I said, you can get a pack of 100 for like $26, including shipping and handling. And it's direct, it's delivered directly to your mailbox in a regular old, USP. You know, no, it's like a package, like one of them yellow vanilla envelopes.
Yeah.
But it's in the it's in the United States Postal Office envelope, and it comes bubble wrapped. And when you pull it open, it's just a big old Ziploc bag full of condoms with their coupon and a discount for your next order. So, you know, and I'm telling you, you're not having sex like that. You're not having sex like that. So come on, please.
But there are people who are allergic to latex condoms.
Uh-huh.
And just because they're allergic to latex, there are those out there that are not latex.
Uh-huh.
That you can use, and that's an excuse I've heard people say. Oh, I'm allergic to latex. It's like, well,
mm-hmm.
there's still other ones you can try. You know,
they don't feel the same,
or it doesn't feel right.
Right.
Does AIDS feel right? Does HIV, syphilis,
STD
feel right? Because you want to feel it. I want to feel it. You don't even know what you're feeling.
Here's the foam they can use. There's a female condom you can use. The female condom just seems like so much work. But ladies, if you don't want to walk around with a condom on and you know you're about to get it in, you know, you're going for a booty call or something like that, you can put it in a female condom and wear it up to an hour before you have intercourse. So if you know that's what you want to do, you can actually have it in there up to an hour before. Yeah.
You're not gonna complain about that thing.
Yeah, that's just too much work to me. Like, really?
It's a lot of work putting it on, and then I got to complain when actually using it. They said it was like a slingshot.
But it's supposed to be big like that. It's not what it's all cracked up to be.
No.
Because it's like, it's not snug. I mean, it probably feels good to him because it's nothing snugged on his penis. Like he said,
right.
Oh, I can't. It's not snugged on his penis, and it's all right to you because the material that they use for it actually adheres to your walls. So it's like, basically, think of it like vacuum wrapping.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
suction.
It's like when he goes
to
your
wall,
like,
so it feels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it stays
in
place?
When he goes in, it kind of like locks it in place.
Right, and then
like
they have, let me tell you this, to the people that are allergic to latex, the condoms that they make, the polyurethane condom, them things feel all so good, let me tell you. Y'all need to check those out. That right there feels extra good, and it's actually a little harder to pop through. But yeah,
okay.
those are good. Mhm. Yeah, thumbs up.
They're good.
Like, so
you don't
get no pleasure
from that one.
If you don't get no pleasure, it's not the condom's fault, it's his fault.
Yeah.
Bottom line. It's the condom's fault. Bottom line. I mean, it's not the condom's fault, it's his fault. Bottom line. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but discountcondomking.com is where I go. They have the variety pack. If you want to try the variety pack, it is $24.99. Like I said, you're getting 100 condoms for $24.95. You get a free you get 12 free condoms. You know, you can just buy one, and all your friends can put in $5. You know, and
everybody
you
got
know,
a supply of condoms.
Everybody got it right. And I'm telling you, when I used to work at the clinic, I used to take a book bag, and I just used to rob the clinic. I used to take a case home, and all my peoples would come over with trash bags talking about, can I get some condoms? Like, that's when I got into doing that. That's why I found out about the website, and I got used to doing that. But, you know, that's the type of person I am. Like, really, y'all want to take all my condoms? Really? Really, that's how y'all do? But I don't like tuxedo lifestyles. If you don't like tuxedo lifestyles, yeah, we're not going to do nothing.
It'll make a difference.
Huh?
Well, tuxedo lifestyles compared to regular lifestyles, don't make a difference. If people want to get
it's
free condoms.
It's not about the difference. I only used it because of the color.
Oh, okay.
That's the only thing. A tuxedo is a black condom. Right, it's only a black condom, that's it.
We have Black Reporter back joining us. I don't know where he was.
Hi, Black Reporter. How you doing, boo?
I'm back because
Black Reporter, what kind of condoms you like to use?
How you doing? It's been so long.
He forgot. It's been so long. It's been so long.
Voila.
Well, when you used the Black Reporter, what did you use?
I didn't have a
lifestyle.
Have a
it
Trojan?
Was lifestyle. Doric.
Probably.
Doric. Oh, but Lifestyle Skin. That's the name of the condoms, y'all. Lifestyle Skin, SKYN. Yeah, those are on point. Like I said, the same material that they use, it's the same material you use for the female condom. And it heats
okay.
to the, like, once it's heated up, it like vacuums onto the penis, and it's, and you can feel every vein. Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try a new week some condoms.
Give me the website again, y'all.
Which one? Blog Talk Radio?
The chat room.
It's blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio.
Radio start out. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Phone fan radio. Right. Yeah, Black Reporter got him a computer now, y'all, so he acting a little iffy right now. Yeah.
Oh.
He acting like he grown now.
It's that website again.
I didn't write it down.
Y'all didn't write it down. Right. It ain't right now. Like, you could have asked me to text it to him. He could have texted me a long time ago, y'all.
Your
I did give it. Huh?
You tried the new Lifestyle Threesome condoms?
The Lifestyle Threesome condom? No, I don't want that. That don't even sound sexy. There's nothing about
the
that sounds sexy.
It's a threesome condom.
Yeah, nothing about that sounds sexy. I'm good.
Okay.
What's
they
the
new,
threesome
though.
Condom?
What they from Lifestyle. Do? I forgot, like, it's... I don't know exactly...
Go.
I don't know exactly what it... I don't know exactly, but you have to Google it. Threesome condom.
A two-pocket condom. One going one way, another one going one another. You can pull out
and
the other one real quick.
Nah,
that just sounds
fancy. It's uniquely shaped in ultimate sensitivity for the male. Ribbles, studs, and something else. Some shit.
For the man. What about the woman?
I guess it feels good for the woman because it's uniquely shaped.
It doesn't say. I don't see that. I see... Look, I don't even know why I typed in threesome condoms to begin with.
Threesome condoms, lifestyle, threesome condoms.
Like bustycats.com and
pornhub.com,
teenage child. Like,
you know, it's three, the number three, S-U-M.
Ew. That don't even sound like it's going to be
three,
good.
Lifestyle, three, S-U-M. Wow. Okay.
Oh,
I actually saw them in Rite Aid. Rite Aid's the
Lifestyle
best place
condom. Well, it's not on the website, so I'm not going to use it. But I'm
going to
tell
you
right now. It's three ways of pleasure in one condom. Extra ribbed, extra studded, pleasure shape. oh, no, I don't want that. That sounds horrible. Hold on. Oh, like, I don't want that. No, I don't want no ribbed. I don't want no, I just want to feel veins. Good grief. Ribs and studs mean more stimulating contact for her, especially lubricated for maximum pleasure and glide. Yeah, no, reservoir trips offers extra safety. Now, if it's all that slippery, isn't it going to just slide off? They got to move inside and out. I'm just saying, it's just going to slide off. But, I mean, how at that lifestyle skin, y'all, that hot lifestyle skin, if you're allergic to latex, that's popping. That's K-Y-N. That's popping. Yeah. I want to feel veins.
All right.
And listen, for those ladies that do orals, the flavor condoms are not bad too. So you want to do flavor?
Oh, that's kind of nasty. Really?
Yeah, they kind of good. I guess you know what? You just got to be in the mood to do it. Like it's gonna taste like plastic if you're not in the mood to do it. And you're like, oh boy. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's a whole mental thing because you're like, oh boy, it's just gonna taste like plastic.
Yeah.
But if you feeling him and you know you want to do that
flavor.
For him, you
the
gonna taste
gonna
that flavor, boy. And I'm like, yeah, you gonna like,
strawberry. Y'all, this is
cherry. You don't want to do it.
Wait,
so,
why I got a rubber taste on my lips? Why my lips got a little? After the thing.
And you know what, guys, can I just say this? If you get a condom, just try this one time. Try to fit the condom over a bottle of water. Just do that for me, ladies. If you get a condom. Just, you know, one day y'all sitting there, y'all bored, just take a bottle of water and put the condom over the bottle of water.
Why?
Because mentally they have to see that your dick is not too big for this. You know?
Oh,
I'm tired of guys sitting up there saying, they need a magnum, and then the magnum slides off. Once you roll it down, it slides back off. Like,
or a King Dong condom.
Like, don't you see that this condom is baggy for you? Like, it has to be snug. First of all, for it to work effectively, it has to be snug, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's going to come off inside her, and it's going to be ineffective. People, pay
attention.
It ain't
going to work at all.
Ladies, pay attention. I mean, I don't know about any other ladies, but I can feel when a condom is just sliding off and it's just stuck in me. Like, that's not a good look. It just slides off and it's stuck in you. That's not a good look. Or it pops off. Like, you hear a pop sound when it comes off. Like, oh, it broke. And then he tries to still go. No, ain't that much popping in the world where you don't feel that shit just popped. Over his penis. Ain't that much bumping in the world. The dick is not that good. If it pops and you're not feeling it, I'm sorry. It really isn't. So, you know, that's another thing, too. Just because you put it on, I want to see it come off, too. Fuck that. I want to see you put it on, and I want to see you take it off. Let's be real. These guys got too many tricks up their sleeve. You know, they try to rush and take it off. Or they try to rush and pull it. Like, no, listen, boo. Let me do it. Matter of fact, let me do it. Let me tie it up. Give it to me. Let me dispose of it. I'm serious. I turn around and let me dispose of it. I got this. Don't worry. Lay down. Sit down. Let me go get you a rag. I got this. Give it to me.
Yeah, let me go get you here. Let me get you a good towel.
Right. I can dispose of this. You go sit down. Be comfy. I got to make sure your shit is in there and not in me.
That's it.
Serious.
This thing leaking.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with not having sex, ladies. There's nothing wrong
Thank
with
you.
Telling him no. Men, there's nothing wrong with telling her no. It really isn't nothing wrong with it. If he can't respect you when you say no, then so fucking be it. Like, there's too many fucking penis out there in the world for you to be hung up on this one dude because you said no. Now he don't want it. Why we fall for that shit? Like, oh boy.
If you don't say no, somebody else will. Okay, you go find them.
Well, you know, like, it's all right to say no. You know, if you ask for head, nope. Just like you could say no when you ask for head, you can say no when you ask for a penis. But then again, we just as horny as men, so.
True.
That could be it.
But
that
probably it's nice if you can sit and watch a good movie and cuddle. That's a good thing right there.
No, not for me, because then he's going to start rubbing, and he's going to start getting my nipples hard. I'm like, you play too much. You get real giddy all of a sudden. You be like, stop, we're watching a movie. I'm weak. Can I not front? I'm weak.
Y'all is ridiculous.
I'm weak. I'm just... I know one thing though. I'm checking your fingers when I rub your hands. I am checking your fingers. Like there's nothing wrong with doing the inspection, people. Like
right.
Know, I'm looking at your fingers. I'm making sure you ain't got no cuts on your cuticles, and you know Look. Also, you know, do not, for some people that don't know this, do not brush your teeth before giving oral sex.
What?
Oh wow.
Yeah, don't brush your teeth oral sex. Because if you brush your teeth, you're activating your gums.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Right, and you got
opening
blood in your mouth. Right,
yeah.
You open up your gums, you got blood in your mouth, and it's actually, you're more susceptible to catching something, you know, any type of STD that's, you know, that he may have or something like that. There's such thing called free cum. So come on, people, let's stop acting like we don't know what the fuck is going on. So,
you
may
not want to do that. Watch and call it done. Just switch the mouthwash in there and call it done.
Mm-hmm.
He might like that. Give him a little tingle.
You're right, Slut 752. Compared to raw twat, that's what he put, y'all. Compared to raw twat, no matter how you cut it, it's like beef or turkey bacon. Tastes okay, but can never compare to the real thing. Listen, going raw is like an addiction. Don't do it one time, because you know they always told you that too. When you have sex, don't have sex. You're gonna get addicted to it. The same thing with going raw. It's addictive. You know, I don't know for all women. I know for me, it can be addictive. If you're not in a relationship, a long term relationship, where y'all
right.
get together, stuff like that, it can be very addictive going raw. Woo, yeah, that can be addictive. Yeesh. It gotta be the right penis though. Not all penises are addictive.
Oh no.
Not all penises are addictive. But yeah, it can be addictive. But you know, and you know, it's more than just the whole STD and HIV thing. Let's talk about pregnancy. Good grief. That's something too that you know people fail to realize. Condoms do prevent that too. You know.
They do.
That's like, what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. You know,
I never knew that.
You know, 99.9%.
Exactly. I was getting ready to say, you took the words right out of my mouth because I was getting ready to say that. It is 99.9% effective if used properly. You know, like I said, $26 altogether. You can have it in 3 days. Delivered to your mailbox, 100 condoms. No lie, dead ass serious. Order them Monday, order them right now, and they'll be there by Thursday. How about that?
But you get tested, you get it for free. You get like 30 or 40 or 50 for free.
Well, you can
do that
too.
Tested,
you can do that
like,
too. Bring your little purse with you
and
go to your local Department of Health. You know, it's free to get tested. Right, free to get tested, and you can get some. Matter of fact, but I'm just saying for those that don't want to go out, right? I'm just saying for those that don't want to go out to do, because me personally, I don't do that. I hate that. I hate going to. I hate doing it. I don't like doing it. I'm not walking around with a big old bag full of condoms. Fuck out of here. No, mine's just coming to my door. I ain't got to worry about going to the. Yeah, who's going? Not me. I'm not doing all that. That's too much work. I'm not going up there because then they want to be all up in your business. What
I mean,
you doing?
Like,
what you need that mini for? There's always somebody asking you stupid. What you need that mini for? What are you doing? Oh, you busy. Oh, you listen, I ain't got time for that. Why you open my business? Like, I got that. No, see, that's inappropriate. Don't be joking around me. You know what I mean?
But there's another way. If you have a company also, you can actually get, like, I know, like, in New York City, you can get like 3,000 every quarter, and that's the minimum of, like, NYC, prophylactics. So you can, if you have an LLC or you have a company base, just call the number up and like 311 and just ask them about like how you can get free prophylactics for your company.
Wow.
Yeah, they. It's like a minimum is 3,000. So you get them every quarterly year, like 4 times a year you can get like 3,000, and that's the minimum you can get. With lubrication.
Or there's another site too you could go and actually you can get free condoms as well. A couple of sites, cyberfreecondoms.com.
Yeah.
Cyberfreecondoms, and there's ways of getting free condoms. But like I said, I like to order mine. Fuck out of here. Who got time for all that? Listen.
But even if you get them, use them. You must use them. Don't just look at them. Don't just get them.
I blow my balloons.
No, don't make a balloon out of it.
Look, yeah, we too grown for that. What are you doing? Who got time to do all that?
Why not?
Why waste it?
Why not? Really? Did you say that?
Yeah, why?
Yes, it did.
Wow.
Why not? I mean, like, if they free.
No, don't even explain yourself. You're done. You're muted. No, don't even explain yourself. You don't even want to go there. Why am I kicked out of the chat room? Somebody try to sign in as me?
No.
Oh. Why y'all kicking me out of the chat room? I didn't even do nothing. I didn't even say that.
Kick you
out. Out of the chat room. Huh?
They said out.
Mm-hmm.
The nerve.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? Y'all are not awesome. Y'all are not awesome.
Not the hour, the next.
I don't like Dorex condoms, though.
You don't like who?
Dorex.
Oh, no.
Oh, I am going to try the nightlight, though. I am going to try the nightlight condom. I got to. It's like, exactly. I got to try the nightlight because, like, mentally, what does that do to you? You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, it's green and I see it. Like, I'm going to be calling him the Incredible Hulk. Right, I'm going to be calling him the Incredible Hulk. I know it. I just know it. Y'all going to see that posted. Like, I got the Hulk today, y'all. Can you imagine just giving him that name and it actually be the Incredible Hulk? Like, dudes, why wouldn't you want to wear a condom? That's like decoration for the penis. You know, and that's like decoration for the. And then they have to have the condom sleeves as well. Oh, y'all need to go to the store. Yeah. There's stuff at the store y'all need to go and see, guys. Y'all can get y'all a little sleeve, and the sleeve is little ribbed and stuff like that, and, you know, help extend a little bit. Yeah, guys. Yeah.
For those who think they may fall a little short.
Right. Go get your sleeve. Right. Give you a couple of inches, centimeters. I'm serious. They come in different colors. There's a whole other world out there.
Yeah.
We just don't know about,
a whole
other
world of condoms.
There's a whole other world out there we just don't know about. They got vibrating sleeves. Right, they got the vibrating ones, you know.
Yeah. I saw KY Gel has a condom and all this different stuff. And like, wow.
You know, don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Have fun, but be protected.
Let's be creative. Gee whiz, God.
We're going to try this, honey. Yes. When are we going to stop wearing condoms? Oh, wait a minute. We've been married 2 years. Wait a minute. I'm enjoying this.
All right. Anyway, Black Reporter left us again. Well, he sucks. Black Reporter, you suck monkey balls.
Okay. Trying to get online.
That's not nice.
Huh?
That's not nice.
I didn't say nothing.
All right. What's up tomorrow?
Tomato on the Adult Zone with LaCrush and maybe Black Reporter. There is a website. Y'all need to go check it out. It's called projectprevention.org. And what projectprevention.org does, it actually offers cash incentives to women and men
addicted to drugs and or alcohol to use long-term or permanent birth control. Right. Y'all heard what I said?
Wow.
Long-term or permanent birth control. They have paid addicts in 50 states and the District of Columbia. So that's going to be our conversation tonight. We're going to highlight this business. I want to get your thoughts about it. You know, the abuse of alcohol and drugs is basically one of the biggest effects of on our health care in the past 20 years. So we're going to discuss, you know, the fact that this lady, she was a mother of foster children, and all the children came back tested for some type of drug or alcohol, and they had, you know, some type of defect for your child. So she came up with the idea, I'll give you $300 or I'll give you $500 if you go get sterile. And she's in conjunction with many professionals and stuff like that. And like I said, you go get your test done, you come back, and she pays you your money. You know, and some people agree with it, some people don't. So find out more. The Adult Zone with LaCrush and Black Reporter tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 805-830-8320, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio Network, powered by blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Woohoo! Okay, that's...
Thank you very much, Miss LaCrush. That was very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's going on Thursday? Since we all have 7752 on the phone to plug this show, what is going on Thursday?
Thursday is the Crush Grooves with the Crush and Black Reporter. Added to the topic, we're getting all into Lady C's vacation. I was going to say virtual vacation. But we'll be getting all up in her vacation, what she did, who she seen, who she didn't see, wink, wink. And then it's also open mic event, spoken memoirs. There will not be any homework requirement from the Phone Fantasy Radio staff this month. There's no homework requirement from the staff this month. But if you are a poet, a rap artist, or, you know, you got a local business that you would like to promote, share, practice, all that good stuff, you can do it by calling us up at 805-830-8320. Once again, we're right here at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. I'll also be playing some awesome music and some new stuff as well. There we go.
Well, I didn't get into any awesome music once again. But it's okay. It's all right.
I'm going to
watch the topic. It's going, you know, you got to go with the topic. You know, we can have music. We have music. We had a very fulfilling topic today, so it wasn't enough time. Shout out to the chat room occupants, AutoQuest, Mr. Hyperhand, as he throws around. Shout out to 7752, Nami.
Shout out to everybody that tuned in. We had the 804 call in. I seen that up there. Shout out to Chevy Baby, who blew up a hole. Sunny, I see Sunny in the building. Shout out to Sunny. I'm gonna call Sunny. I'm gonna steal Sunny's number and I'm gonna call her. I'm gonna harass her. I'm like, hi, Sunny.
I think so too. I think I want Sunny to be my friend, which means
right,
that's a bad
Sunny,
thing for her.
Right, Sunny. That's a bad thing for her. Sunny be acting like she don't want to call nobody. No, like
I'm saying.
I know, right, Sunny? Yeah. We only got to talk to you during a conference call. But she is. Like, let's be homegirls. Let's have a virtual slumber party. Oh, we tried that. Nobody came. We're going to have a virtual slumber party with all our girls. Oh, I want to say this, too, before we go real quick. I just want to put this out there, that we have a brand-new segment coming August 1st
at 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. called Swinger State of Mind. For all those that follow Phone Fantasy Radio, yeah, I know that this was a show that I had on back in the day. But actually, I got two new co-hosts coming to the family, Trinity B. and Frenchie. Shout out to them. And they're going to be holding it down with me on Swinger State of Mind. So exploring lives and discovering something. What was it, Britt?
Oh, Lord.
It sounded cute when I wrote it down. All right. Exploring lives to discover your style. Get it? Lifestyle. Yeah. Anyway, that's going to be August 1st. It's a Wednesday. Every Wednesday in August, we're going to be doing this show. So we need all y'all support. Mark your calendars. If you have any questions, let us know. Write them down. Hit us on the email, Phone Fantasy Radio or swingerstateofmind@gmail.com. And, you know, we'll be doing it up. So all those that's curious about the life, that want to know about the life, that have experience in the life, and, you know, just want to chop it up with us, check us out August 1st. We want a big debut. I need all my peoples there because I don't want to be like the only person that don't have nobody in the chat room because that sucks. So, oh, Francis made it into the chat room. Hi, Black Reporter. Oh, my bad. Hello.
Nobody in there.
He is in there. Oh, his son is in there. Hi, Black Reporter. He finally made it into the chat room, even though the show is over. that's like coming to a club and everybody leaving. Like, oh.
Ready to dance. The band
believe me,
up.
I know. Look, believe me, I know that's happened to me. So, going to the club and everybody leaving. Like, okay, bye, crush. Wait, did I just get here? Anyway, shout out to Black Report in the chat room. He finally made it. Took him long enough. I hope you bookmark the links, Black Reporter. Bookmark the links. So we don't have this same problem tomorrow. You better call me early in the day, too, talking about where it is, crush. Better not ask me nothing about the chat room tomorrow because you actually made it today. So you better call me in advance. Make you call in with Skype. Anyway. Ooh, y'all can email new pictures to Black Reporter now.
you know what? Just do that. I'm saying he's going to go up here and plug his email and that he can make his fan page pop. Come get him to see two people up there.
Now he can make his fan page. Oh, no, he can't, actually. But, yeah, all that good stuff. He can't actually. Also, we are looking for donations to help Black Reporter get a phone so he can call into the show more often. So all those that's looking to help us out, donations are accepted on behalf of Black Reporter, Phone Fantasy Radio. Shout out to Kitty who just walked across my titties.
Maybe we should have a telethon.
We should have a what?
Telethon.
A telethon?
A telethon to raise money for Black Reporter.
A radiothon. It's
a radiothon. Right. What are we doing for that radiothon? It can be arranged now. We do have a 24/7. We have a 24/7 stream as well on our website. So that can be arranged. Now he got Skype. You got Skype. I got Skype. Lady C has Skype next week. You know, Son got Skype. If he don't, we're gonna make him get it. But. You know, we can be Team Fancy. You can be on the radio 24/7 on live, and we'll do BTR 5 days a week or 7 days a week, and then for 2 hours, and then we'll
Black Reporter, if you're listening, you're about to be cut out that chat room in 60 seconds. So, I suggest you call in if you want to still be a part of this show.
Right, you got to call in, Black Reporter. You defeat the purpose, right? Anyway, yeah, so, I mean, that could be arranged, a radiothon. Interesting.
Exactly.
Donate. We'll entertain y'all for hours straight. We'll play the best tunes. All
right.
Since this was Brick's idea, she's going to be organizing.
Shit, here we go.
She's going to be organizing this radiothon for Black Reporter.
I'm gonna organize it. I'm gonna organize it.
She's gonna organize it. We're gonna have a schedule, you know. We're gonna have a schedule. 8 hours. I could do that. I'm a cheat, but I could do that. I'm just gonna let y'all know now, I will be cheating. So, but I can do it though. Seriously, I can do that. I will be cheating, but I can do it.
All right, everybody. That's it for another episode of Brick's House. Brick got to go because Brick is starving.
So, no, right? That chicken is starting to smell good. You ain't lying. That chicken is starting to smell good.
Shit.
Did you play too much? Yeah, I'm starving too. So it's no such thing as overtime. Peace out. It's 10 o'clock. You know where you're
sitting off. Thanks for tuning in. Peace out,
Black. Do you know where your sanity is? We don't have it no more.
No, we
don't.
Bye. See you tomorrow, everybody. Don't forget this time, 9 o'clock tomorrow.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Your dope zone. Atlanta, everybody. Atlanta.
Bye. Say bye.
Bye.